They must not have been showing up. They must not have been making amends. We're going to use this. So we use this program to weaponize the disease. The disease is not calculable. You can't calculate this disease. This disease, the reason why they say it's cunning and baffling and powerful, it's cunning because it's smart, my smart ass. It's baffling because you'd be like, I don't even know how I ended up on that. I'm baffled. And it's powerful because it makes you do stuff you didn't think you would do. Don't sleep on this dis-ease. Don't sleep on just because you got a couple 24 and you sponsoring 200 billion people like me and you think you got this thing wrapped around your finger. You figured out this God idea and you pray and meditate at 4 o'clock in the morning and you do the hokey pokey. With the book is not to be a weapon, Leslie Strange. It's to be lived. Huh? Come on. Oh, I sound preachy because I get passionate. Y'all don't forgive me. So I got with the sponsor. And one of the sponsors that I got with, I stayed with her for 23 years. She died in 2016. Her name was Betty T. She was an ex-madam. She had like 55 triple D boobs. I don't know, I just made that up. They were just massive. I'm straight, not laying. I'm like, ooh, these are fluffy pillows. They're just fluffy. And she would say beautiful, delicate things like this. Oh, baby, well, I don't know how you can stop having an affair with that young man. In fact, I want you to do it even more and longer and harder. I'm like, Betty, but I'm in pain over here. He's, you know, I'm married. Shut up, don't judge me. I'm gonna tell you that story in a minute. I'll tell you a bunch of defective stories sober. I'm married with a husband. I have two kids, a second child by him, and then this young guy from New York that's fly, got the Timberland boots on, talking about, what's up, son? What's up, son? Yo, boy. You know, that, and I got with him because he looked like 50 Cent minus a quarter. I don't know what that's off the top of the dome, son. I don't know where that came from. I swear that's how it comes out. Pam, you know, off the top of the dome. And he said the right, wrong thing at the right, wrong time, and I started having an affair. So here we are at our home group. He come in that door, I come in that door, and my husband come in that door, and everybody's sitting in our home group going, "18 years sober." Oh, shut up. Y'all just so perfect. I'm glad y'all better than me. And I said, "Betty, how do I stop? You know, I've taken a hit." Doesn't that sound familiar? I've taken a hit of something and I can't stop. Once I start it up, once I start that defect, I can't stop it. It's just like the alcohol. Once I take a drink, I can't stop. I can't stay stopped and I can't not get started because something is wrong with me. I done did the steps. I'm sponsoring. I'm doing everything. But why am I acting out on this lust? I said, how do I stop? You know, you call your sponsor when you think you want the magical tools. Okay, I'm all right. What page do I read? Okay, how many times do I do that? 11-step prayer every day? Okay. I got to do another inventory. I'm going to write this off. Get this up out of me, fourth column, because my part, I was dishonest. You could do all that and still be raggedy as hell. I don't understand. Right? Anybody try to write their stuff? You know what my sponsor's solution was when I'm in the middle of a defect? She said, baby, this is what I want you to do. She said, I want you to do it harder. I want you to do it more. I said, why would you tell me to do that? I'm in pain. You know, I'm a drum. I'm in pain. She says, because, baby, I want you to hit a bottom so that we can then start to recover. She told me to keep doing that thing that's killing me, supposedly, until you get tired, then you can surrender, and then we can start to recover. So what she was telling me is what the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous says is, I am then at that point beyond human aid, and it's going to take an act of providence and a well-whipped behind and an on-fire smoldering butt to stop or to be willing to stop. See, what I like to tell my sponsees today is, listen, I can't teach you how to surrender. We don't teach that in our